because we're waiting for that perfect time, that's not going to show up for you. What's going to show up for you are opportunities for you to try.
Welcome to the Leah Darrow Podcast, where I help you craft a business and a family life you love. I'm your host, Leah, an entrepreneur, proud wife to a Green Beret, and devoted mom of seven. Whether you're a parent with a dream, an entrepreneur with a vision, or you just love a good old dose of inspiration, you are in the right place for mindset, branding, and marketing success. Let's help each other win in business and in life, because this is the podcast that celebrates both babies and dreams.
Welcome back to the Leah Darrow Podcast. So happy to have you here. Oh man, I love talking about this topic today, which is you're going to suck in the beginning. You are. And the greatest obstacle and the greatest hurdle, I should say, for you to jump over first is to accept that and then just begin. Begin messy. It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. Everybody's beginnings are always messy. Anytime you do anything first, it's going to be messy. And we know, even as moms, when we want our kids to do something brand new, you can see their hesitation. You can like, I can't because I'm going to make a mistake. And we tell our kids, right? Hopefully we tell our kids, like, you don't have to do this perfect. I just want you to try. Like, it's okay. You're going to fall off the bike. But we're going to keep trying because that's the only way that you're going to learn, right? Whatever it might be. And we coach our kids. We coach our kids all the time to let go of the need to do it right the first time or the second or third. But that if you just start, you're going to figure it out. And when it comes to business, this is so true. So true. I know sometimes we want to wait till we have the perfect training or the perfect website or the perfect thing to say. Whatever it might be, but sometimes just starting and knowing it's going to be messy and just going out there and having the courage to put it out there is the biggest hurdle that we can jump over first. Even this podcast is brand new. I've done a podcast before. I had, my other podcast, which is called Do Something Beautiful. It has over 1 million downloads. It was great. It was successful. It was wonderful. I got into a groove with it, but the first couple episodes are rough. They're really rough. This podcast, the first few episodes, I even went back and was looking at them. I mean, they're not that long ago. And I was like, oh man, it's a little rough. That's okay. I'm doing it. You're doing it. Whatever it is in your business that you're just afraid to start, like, just know, yeah, that first reel that you're going to make, the first time that you run that coaching group, or the first time that you put that first product out, or the first time you make your website, the first time you answer a customer service email, or the first time you hire someone, it's going to be a little, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody knows what they're doing the first time. Sometimes even the second or third. You get into a groove. You understand yourself. You understand what's going on. You understand your customers a little bit better. You understand your audience. You understand how to serve them a little bit more if you just keep going. But sometimes we don't even keep going because we never begin, because we're waiting for that perfect time. That's not going to show up for you. What's going to show up for you are opportunities for you to try. And if you can just seize those, and forget about what people think. Forget about other people's opinions of you. And just put it out there. Frankly, I have found that the vast majority, if not all the people who've ever commented negatively on any of my posts or anything that I've ever done in my business, are all people who just don't try themselves. They just love to beat down other people who are trying. And yeah, they might be pointing out deficiencies in me and things that I could have done better. Yeah, you're right. But I did it. I tried. And that's what you can do too in your own business. Just keep going. Keep trying. Put it out there. Get the uncomfortable thing that you don't want to do and just put it out there and just keep going, because you will get better. You'll become more proficient. You'll become a little bit of a pro. You'll become an authority in your field if you just don't stop. And that's really the secret sauce to anything. Just don't stop. Be humble, learn, take feedback from people who are really here to support you and want to see you succeed. That's important, who you take feedback from. And then just keep going. It's going to be messy in the beginning. It's supposed to be messy in the beginning. It's supposed to be a little cringe or whatever they want to call it. Like, great. Because it's going to create character and grit inside of you that no one will touch. No one will touch. the amount of cringe content I have produced over the years, yeah, it's a lot. But it's created a grit within me, it's a part of my character now, where I can take those comments from other people and all of the trolls and the clown energy that is brought to some of my stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Because I've done the work. I've been here and I'm not stopping. And that's kind of what that perseverance does for you. It creates something deep within you where you know who you are. You're like, yeah, I know where I started and it wasn't great, but I'm getting better every day. The fact that I'm out there and doing it again, you're out there and you're doing it and you're putting yourself, your business, your products, whatever it is that you have in your business that you are putting forth, you're putting it out there for the betterment of people and for a true and holy contribution. And that is praiseworthy. And that's what you should be doing. So yeah, don't worry about it. And here's the thing. I think sometimes too, for especially business owners, small business owners, side hustlers, whatever you have, but you've been doing this work a while and you think that because you've been doing it X amount of years that you shouldn't still have those moments where you just feel like you don't know what to do, or, you know, you feel like, oh, I don't want to mess up, or I feel kind of silly putting this out. Like, no, it's never going to go away. There's always going to be something new or a new way that you're going to approach something where you're going to have to do something new again. But the idea obviously behind all of this is that the more times you do new things and you're just used to being out there and trying stuff, the more that you will succeed. And that's what you see across the board in anybody in business. The people who are willing to try and to recalibrate after they try and then try again are the ones who make it. They're the ones who actually succeed in their business, because they just don't care what anybody else thinks. And they're more attuned and paying attention to their customers, the value that they're providing and how they can give more value and how they can become more proficient and educated as a leader in their field. And it just takes you not caring what other people think as much and just trying, because it's going to be messy. It's going to feel icky. And who cares? Just keep going. Keep going. I'm right there with you and I'm here to support you. That's a wrap on another episode of the Leah Darrow Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and sprinkle some starry love with a 5-star review. Your support and reviews not only brighten my day, but it also helps other amazing mompreneurs find us in this galaxy of podcasts. Until next time, keep dreaming big with your little ones or your big ones in tow. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, everything is always working out for us.